Welcome to your daily devotional for March 6th, on observing special days and seasons. Romans chapter 14, verses 3 through 6. Let not him who eats despise him who does not eat, and let not him who does not eat judge him who eats, for God has received him. Who are you to judge another's servant? To his own master he stands or falls. Indeed, he will be made to stand, for God is able to make him stand. One person esteems one day above another. Another esteems every day alike. Let each be fully convinced in his own mind. He who observes the day observes it to the Lord. And he who does not observe the day, to the Lord he does not observe it. He who eats, eats to the Lord, for he gives God thanks. And he who does not eat, to the Lord he does not eat, and gives God thanks. Romans chapter 14, verses 3 through 6. The Lenten season is observed by the Roman Catholic Church as well as many other liturgical Christian denominational churches, such as Lutheran and Episcopal. A liturgical church is a church or denomination that orders its corporate worship schedule around the seasons of the year. Lent is a tradition of men, having begun in the 4th century AD. It is not found in the Bible at all, either by way of precedence or observance. The Lenten season runs from Ash Wednesday through Easter Sunday. Lent runs for a period of 40 days, not including Sundays, so it's actually a period of 46 days total. So inquiring minds want to know, should we be celebrating Lent as Christians today? The short answer is yes, we may, but on a voluntary basis only. The Roman Catholic Church Catechism, 1997 edition, section 2043, states in part, quote, "The fourth precept, you shall observe the days of fasting and abstinence established by the Church." This Catholic Church command is a clear and obvious violation of the Bible, which is God's Word. The Bible, of course, supersedes all human and ecclesiastical tradition as the supreme authority for all Christians in all matters of faith, doctrine, and practice. Scripture says, "Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own consciences seared with the hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth." 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. The Roman Church gives a precept, in other words, a command, regarding the very things to which Scripture prohibits any command. She is therefore in blatant violation of Scripture on these matters. The problem is the commanding of observances of specified feasts, seasons, and fasts, not in the voluntary observance of them. In fact, every Christian has liberty to observe days, fasts, and seasons, so long as he or she does it with right heart motive and with spiritual edification as the goal. Our devotional text makes this quite clear. So observe Lent if you wish, or don't observe Lent if you wish. Whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. And make sure, if you observe Lent or any other season, Easter or any other day, that you are doing it before God in heaven, not an audience on earth, as Jesus also said in Matthew chapter 6, verses 16 through 18. "Moreover, when you fast, do not be like the hypocrites with the sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear to men to be fasting. Surely I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you fast, anoint your head, wash your face, so that you do not appear to men to be fasting, but to your Father who is in secret, in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. It is wise not to make it known to men if you are voluntarily fasting or engaging in any other spiritual exercise. As long as the Lord knows, it is enough. Keep this between you and him, except for what might be necessary to speak to men, to impart to them the same liberty you have for their spiritual edification."